Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about the crazy price jump from Zcash, we'll talk about Ethereum futures, and we'll talk about what FedEx thinks about the blockchain. First of all, it feels good to be back in the crypto news space. So let's get right started with this first news story. Zcash price spikes to $345 after Gemini announces new trading pairs. So the Zcash price spiked to $345 on Monday after cryptocurrency exchange Gemini announced that it will list the privacy-centric cryptocurrency for trading next week. Now, when we look at the CoinMarketCap one-day chart for the podcast listeners, we see here that exactly at around 330, 335, something like this, when the news broke, the price started jumping just above 345 and then came back in and kind of is still kind of going up. So we are at 331 now. It's about 30% in the last 24 hours. So obviously people are really excited about Gemini listing another currency. Currently, I think there are only two currencies listed on Gemini. So this is obviously a huge deal for kind of the Winklevoss twins, first of all, who are the co-founders of the Gemini exchange, and on the other hand, obviously also for Zcash holders. So the Zcash price rally occurred directly after New York City-based cryptocurrency exchange Gemini announced that it had received approval from the New York Department of Financial Services, the NYDFS, to add three Zcash markets, which will open for trading next Tuesday. Zcash will be just the third cryptocurrency listed on exchange, which was founded by Cameron Tyler Winklevoss. And what is really interesting in this news story, Gemini has also received NYDFS approval to list Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin, though it has not yet announced when these assets will be added to the platform. So in the case of Zcash, we have a clear date. It will be next Tuesday. And Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin still kind of open. I'm actually a bit surprised to see Zcash here. I thought maybe Monero would have been kind of the more obvious choice, especially because it's higher up the list, but could very well be that they have applied for a bunch of cryptocurrencies and these are the ones that kind of got approved along the way. Now, what is interesting about this news story is this tweet by Zuko, and Zuko Wilcox is kind of the founder or co-founder of Zcash. And what he's saying here for the podcast listeners, we're on his Twitter profile. He's saying that proud of my team for once again publicly demonstrating that we don't leak information and we don't take advantage of our privileged access to information by trading on it. And you can kind of see that basically this announcement has been made on the block, and only then the price increase started. And this is actually considering that we've had these cases where there was alleged insider trading, for example, when Bitcoin Cash was listed on Coinbase, and other cases like these where people in the known have actually kind of traded against this information, which is illegal, first of all, but second of all, also quite unethical. So this is a really a positive sign from the Zcash team. This is not the first time. They had, I think, another time where they kind of announced a partnership with JP Morgan, and there it skyrocketed after the news was public by Forbes, and not kind of before that. So this is really cool that the Zcash community, the Zcash kind of team, is also really strongly believing in the mission. This is also what people have been asking Zuko, basically, why do you think that is? How can you keep your team that tight-knit in that regard? And he's just saying, yeah, people just believe, the people in the team believe in the mission and kind of believe in the ethics of kind of staying quiet until the news broke and only trading then. So that's quite interesting to see it on Gemini. We'll see how it develops next Tuesday as well when the price goes up. When Zcash goes up on Gemini. Next up, we have another interesting story. Ethereum futures go live on UK trading platform. So we have a digital asset trading service called Crypto Facilities, and they're launching Ethereum future contracts. Now, as you know, the CME, the CBOE have kind of launched Bitcoin futures trading. And these have actually caused quite an uproar, although people say that it's kind of unrelated to the futures market. We can see that as soon as it got kind of introduced mid-December, end of December, it slowly started to kind of break down, if you will. Like the charts went down, and the question is, did this CBOE and CME futures play a role, as it's not actually directly influencing the Bitcoin price. It just uses this as it kind of a derivative product. So this is the next question: what will happen with Ethereum? So the chief executive Timo Schläfer has actually said, we're excited to be launching ETH futures. The Ethereum network is a preeminent blockchain for smart contracts, and we believe this new trading instrument will attract more investors and bring greater liquidity to the marketplace. Now, what is interesting, Crypto Facilities already offers Bitcoin and Ripple futures contracts. So the big kind of question is, what kind of volume will we see from Crypto Facilities? Will it be that all the institutional investors or all the people who actually waited for Ethereum futures contracts will jump to Crypto Facilities to kind of use it, or will they wait until like a bigger company such as the CME or the CBOE start offering Ethereum futures? Nonetheless, I think I mean, generally, I'm not really a huge fan of futures products, like as a investor or kind of a trader or investor. But I think futures are kind of an instrument that a lot of traders want to play with. So if it brings more awareness to the crypto space, sure. But I'm not really sure whether for the crypto perspective, this will bring a lot of positive things, but more kind of volatility, more people kind of betting against cryptocurrencies in general. Now, next up, last story of the day, we have FedEx's Smith sees blockchain as next frontier for logistics. So as you know, currently there is the consensus conference going on in New York, I think starting today until Wednesday or Thursday, something like this. There's 2 to 3 days full of conference. The conference is packed with pretty high profile names, and one of those names is also the CEO of FedEx, called Fred Smith. And he actually said that we're quite confident that it has a big implications in supply chain transportations and logistics, and they're kind of testing already blockchain or a blockchain product maybe in order to track large higher value cargo. Now, the use case for logistics, cargo, kind of transportation and shipping, logistics, all of these things is very, very clear. I mean, you can use essentially the blockchain to reflect where the package was, certain information about the package, who has taken care of the package, etc., etc. Right now, you only get this once you have a tracking number, not before that, and it's only very one-sided. You receive the tracking ID only, let's say, one day after the shipment has been made. And let's say if someone else is giving a signature and kind of taking care of your package, there basically the trace stops and you have no idea what happens with the package or the product. So this is kind of a very interesting use case in my opinion. Now, keep in mind, there are a bunch of crypto projects that are kind of doing this already. So as an investor, this is important news. If the CEO is saying it's the next frontier that's going to completely change worldwide supply chains, obviously he will say this at a blockchain conference. So there's nothing like new or new news there in any case. But keep in mind that a company like FedEx probably won't directly hire a blockchain team entirely, because first of all, it's quite difficult to find blockchain talent. And on the other hand, it's also probably already solved by a crypto project. So I'm not starting rumors here, but you have to think about kind of is FedEx potentially working with a company like VeChain or like Modum, the Swiss company, or is it using something like IOTA, because it's kind of based on this IoT thing, and IOTA is kind of supplying that. So these are all the questions you kind of have to ask yourself and think about. Okay, as an investor, is my thesis that companies like FedEx, UPS, DHL, and all of these companies will invest into solutions that will require the blockchain? If yes, what kind of solutions will they invest in, and how can I profit from this? These are kind of the investment thesis questions you have to ask yourself in order to kind of understand where this industry is going to. I mean, yes, blockchain or cryptos will enter the transportation and logistics market, yes, but the question is, will it be FedEx introducing something or pushing something onto the people, or will it be a more bottom-up approach where you see one of these startups starting an interesting product and then offering that to FedEx. FedEx integrates it to the platform, but the same product is being implemented at DHL or kind of another company that is in the logistics space. So these are kind of the questions you have to ask yourself when you hear news like these. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's Monday episode. Wish you a happy Monday. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.